A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Chaf Dalud. Baba Basra 24b, pagination is 48. Starting from the fourth line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Marchikin is Ilan Minoir, Esim v'chamesh amo. We have to distance a tree from the outside of the city by 25 amo, says Rashi. Lefisha no la'ir, it is nice for the city, kishayesh merchav panoy lefaneha, when there is an empty area in front of it, it gives niceness to the city, looks more prestigious, and the tree has to be distanced. And therefore we enter into this topic of niske shcheinim, different cases where I'm doing what I'm allowed to do as far as it's my property, but it's infringing on somebody. And over here, even if he's entitled to plant this tree, but in this particular location, it's infringing on the noi ha'ir, the niceness of the city, and it's going to have to be removed. Skip a line in the Mishnah. Im ha'ir kodma, if the city was there first so that he planted it improperly, again, even though he may own that land or it's open land and he's entitled to acquire it, but the city was there first, so he's not allowed to use that property to put a tree up. Kotzeitz ve'eino nosedomim, they cut it down, and they do not reimburse him because he came there in prohibition. Vim ilan kodem, and if the tree came first, and then they made the city, trees can last a very long time. Kotzeitz ve'nosein domin, they're entitled to cut it down, because now there's a city here, but they have to give reimbursement for his loss. They have to buy the tree from him. Safek, what happens if we can't tell which came first? Is it the tree that came first or the city that came first? And now someone's saying, we want to do cities in Eretz Yisrael the way they're supposed to be done properly. So then the ruling is going to be, Safek zekodem v'safek zekodem, kotzitz ve'inenos endamim. You could knock the tree down, because that's clear. Either way, you were allowed to knock it down, even if the tree came first. And you don't have to pay, because he would have to prove that the tree was there first, in which case we would have to pay. Just to gain perspective over here, I'd like to drop down to the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, about 20 lines up. We'll do one line here, or two half lines actually. Marchikin es goren kavua menoir chamishim amo. We distance a granary from the city 50 amo. That's a required distance. And Rashi explains, mipnei hamotz, because of the chaff. We know this from Hilchas Shabbos. There's a concept of throwing up the grain as it's mixed with its very light exterior, and the wind blows that exterior away. An example of this, for those who are not familiar, is the way peanuts grow. There's an outer shell that's hard, and inside there's the kernel, the peanut, which people will eat, and there's a chaff, a soft, papery-like cover that's over the kernel, and that chaff gets blown away, and that's mazik b'nei yo'ir, that ruins the air quality in a city, and therefore you have to be distant from the city, chamishem amo, 50 amo. In Tehillim, just as a point of reference, David makes reference and says that Rishoyim should blow away like the chaff. Okay, let's go back to explaining our Mishnah of Ilan. Three lines up from the wide. Imo'ir kadma kotzetz ve'ena nosen damin. If the city was first, you cut down the tree and you don't give money. Maishna gabe bor. Why is it different than two neighbors? One of them has a pit for holding water. Diktani kotzetz ve'nosen damin. He can cut down the other person's tree, but he has to pay him. Maishna hacha diktani kotzetz ve'ena nosen damin. And over here, he cuts it down, and the city cuts it down, and does not give money. And the Gemara gives an answer, which we'll see in a moment, is a misplaced answer. Amar Rav Kana, they quote Rav Kana, Kedera deve shutvi lo chamima velo karira. A pot of partners is never hot and never cold, because too many cooks spoil the broth. They're each giving a little, but not enough to keep it going the way it should. And that's the fear on a communal level that something will fall through the cracks and will not get attended to. And Rav Kana says that's the reason that they're not paying when they remove the tree. Because if we had to wait for payment, it might never get done. And the Gemara says that's a misplaced answer. Rav Kana's principle may be true, but it doesn't apply to this part of the Mishnah. Umay kushya, what's the question to begin with? Actually, you don't pay him even afterwards. Domashayni hezeka derabim mehezeka deyachid. There's a difference between a damage that's being done to the public and a damage that's being done to the private individual. In the individual's case, he's going to have to pay for the removal of the tree. In the case of the public, if the tree came after the city, the tree gets removed, and it's not just that we don't want to put payment as a precondition. Even after it's removed, you don't have to pay, because hezeka derabim, damage to the public, is different. Rashi explains a little bit more over here. What's the concern regarding trees near a city? Rashi, the last small lines, Nimtza ha'ilan omeid, if the city people are delinquent, the tree will remain. V'ha'ir megune, and the city is degraded by the proximity of this tree. V'ein zu tiferes Eretz Yisrael, and this is not the glory of Eretz Yisrael. Not supposed to be any trees there as you approach the city. But again, the Gemara concluded that as there is no payment for the removal of this tree that came after the city, it really has to do with hezeka derabim, a damage that's being done to the public, and there's no payment. And the Gemara continues and explains where Rav Kana's ruling really applies. His expression really applies. Elei itmar de Rav Kana asefa itmar. Rav Kana was applied to the end of the Mishnah. Imo ilan kodem kotzitz v'nosen damim. If the tree came first, then indeed, when you cut it down, you have to pay. V'leima luhu hava liberesha d'mei v'hadar ikotz. Why can't the owner of the tree argue, when you pay me, I will cut it down? In other words, I don't want to have to go collecting money later. Pay me first. Amar Rav Kana, on that Rav Kana said, Kedera deveshut v'lo chamima v'lo karira, when it's a public thing, it doesn't get hot enough, it doesn't get cold enough. And if we allow the delay until the money is collected, that tree may never get knocked down, and the owner of the tree is going to be very happy, because that's what he wants. He wants to keep his tree. And therefore, the ruling is, you're allowed to knock it down, and then we owe the money, whatever time it'll take to put that money together. And at least here, the owner of the tree will be pressuring, you knock down my tree, you got to pay me. Finally, the Gemara says, Safik zekodem v'zekodem, if it's unclear which one came first, you knock it down, because that's the law either way, but you don't have to pay because he can't prove it, that he was there first. Maishnami bor, why is it different than a pit? The amrit that we say regarding the tree that's infringing, lo yakutz, you can't cut it down? And the answer is, hasam devade lav lemekitz koi. Over there, if the tree for sure came first, it's not supposed to be cut down. Sveikonami lo amrina lekotz, you can't force him to cut it down. Hacha, but over here, devadai, even if the tree came first, lemekitz koi, it's for sure meant to be cut down. It's just a question of if you get paid. Sveikonami amrina lekotz, by the doubtful case, we tell him, cut it, because that's the law. And when it comes to the money, we tell him, bring a proof, and you'll be able to take the money, and that's why the ruling is as such. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting that the case of Elon is not brought. In Kufnun Hei Chaf Beis, which is what the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah sends us to, the Ramah gives us a case of Goren. You'll remember we mentioned the bottom Mishnah for a moment, the case of the granary. And the Ramah indeed paskins, according to the guidelines that we just learned by Elon, Im ha-Goren kodem lo'ir, misalko, uvenei o'ir nosnim lo'domov. If the granary was there first, then you remove him, and they pay him for it, just like by Elon. And Suffolk, if it's not sure, so you remove him and you don't have to pay because he can't prove that he was there first. But there is no mention of the Elon, the tree case. And the reason for that would appear to be because in the Beis Yosef, in the tour, the ruling that's brought is, as we mentioned, harchaka zu einon ela be'eretz Yisrael, this only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And the Bedek HaBayis note their rights, even in Eretz Yisrael, einon noig bezman hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply in our time, shehi biyad akum ba'avo nosenu, because it's in the hands of the non-Jews, in our sins, we have not yet gotten restoration, he writes, of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be zocha to it. But it's not ours yet, and therefore this noi ha'ir, the beauty of this city, is not applicable bizman hazeh in our time, even in Eretz Yisrael. It may perhaps be similar to the concept that we have in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Orachayim Kuf Nun Aleph Se'if Yud, that there's a rule, Im Olu Bohem Asabim, if grass starts growing in the place that a shul was destroyed in, Tol Shim Osam, you cut the grass, Umanichim Osam Bim Koma Mepshimav Ges Nefesh, but you leave the grass there to rot, so that people should feel the pain. It shouldn't become normal. Okay, it's a mowed lawn. It should look objectionable. Kedei sheyiru ha'am, people should see it, v'soy rucham, and they should be aroused, v'yishtadlu levnosam, to desire to rebuild it. Over here we see, you don't have a din noi ha'ir if it's in the hands of the akum, and perhaps part of it is v'yishtadlu livnosam. Person should desire that it should be on the way to the geula, whatever it is that we're able to do, basically tshuva and tefillah. One would, of course, wonder if these halachas of noi ha'ir would indeed be applicable nowadays, that there is a presence of Klal Yisrael, and perhaps, at the very least, even if we can't say Noi Ha'ir until Mashiach and Beis HaMikdash, perhaps, but definitely by extrapolation, some of these concepts should apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.